Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our number two here on a Trillville Thursday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle, just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into college football corner at 12:20. A bunch of good ranked matchups coming up on Saturday, of course. And we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Yeah, if you're a Falcons fan or whatever, don't watch until, if you're going to watch the game tonight, wait till it kicks off.
Wait till kickoff.
Because all day they're going to show Tua ripping the Falcons' ass all day.
That's the only highlights.
That's the only highlights they have.
Yeah.
The only highlights they have all year was last Sunday here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they're going to show them all freaking day.
Yes, they.
Lamar Jackson is coming back for this game.
Yep.
And all they're going to show is the debacle over there at the Benz.
Yeah, because they're not going to show Tyler Huntley highlights. Yeah.
No, they're not.
Snoop Huntley. They're going to show one-eyed Tua.
Yes. That's all they're going to show.
That's why when I was doing my prize picks thing earlier, I was like, man, he's stat projected at half a touchdown?
Yeah.
That's it? This man's coming off of a four-touchdown performance.
Four tugs.
On the road. And
four
he's at home tonight.
Tugs.
I know. It's going to be just prepare yourself mentally. Like Randy said, great, great advice. Don't watch the pregame. All it's going to do is make you mad. And then don't pay attention to the final score. Lamar's back.
Well, but
hold on,
because the Ravens are going to beat the absolute hell out of the Dolphins.
What if that doesn't happen? Like, what if?
Well, I don't know.
I know,
if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen.
Would you feel any better?
Just trying to make a little fun joke.
Would you feel any better about last Sunday if the Dolphins put up like 38 points tonight?
I don't think so. No,
I don't care. I'm past that.
Because unfortunately, the Falcons don't get to tack those on to the 10 they scored last Sunday, and they still took the L. So.
Yeah.
I don't think the transitive property is going to help me on this one. But if they do get the hell beat out of them, I know Falcons fans are going to be mad about it.
Yeah,
people like to get mad, and this is going to happen.
And that's the thing about it. And what defines what's the new joint now? Rage baiting.
Oh yeah, rage
baiting. What defines a rage bait? I saw yesterday
when somebody put
up a stat. Somebody one of them. You know, that's why I still hate this damn algorithm thing. I think you should. Only thing on your timeline should be who you follow. And all this, I believe in that.
I agree with you.
But I think
that'd be great.
Yeah, but sometimes, of course, you get into it with Falcons, so you see different algorithms, and it's a bad nerd stat, and then everybody gets mad at the bad nerd stat.
Do you go like on your reels? You look at the reels on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Do you get into like a weird algorithm rut sometimes, where it's like, what are they trying to? What did I show them that would make them think that I want to see this?
I don't know.
Do you ever have those?
Oh yeah, it didn't got me all week, dog. I done bought so much. Like cigar hats.
Okay, well, then they were right.
Yeah, cigar hats. T-shirt.
They got that
I bought
right.
like three t-shirts with just, I smoke cigars on them, this new cigar brand. Well, I bought three of them hats.
Sometimes they get me right, too. And I'm like, okay, yes, I did like that video. Thank you. I'd like to see more videos like that. But like this whole week, I don't know, it's been like weird conspiracy theory videos about how cities aren't actually as old as people are trying to tell us they are. And I'm like, what's this?
This is new thing.
Why would I care about that?
You know what the biggest thing about all this stuff now is? Why are y'all so curious now?
Well,
why can't we just go?
I'm
now
very
everybody
curious,
digs up everything from the past of all these old, this stuff we just always knew. Now all of a sudden everybody, what them folk called them Scientologist people?
What?
Yeah, them folks. Yeah, it's just like, what the hell are you talking about, dog? All right, dirt's always been dirt. Well, what if dirt isn't dirt and it's something else? What the hell else would it be? It's been dirt all this time, and because your ass read a damn pamphlet. Your ass read some pamphlet. Right.
I think we're going slightly different directions here. No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah,
I got your back on it, but we're going. Yeah. Just clean up the algorithm.
Stop reading pamphlets.
I'm saying.
Damn.
You don't see a lot of pamphlets these days.
Damn.
The pamphlet making business, I think, is really.
it's
they still have them at church, though.
There's still those groups of people on the street.
We're good for a pamphlet
Dude,
every Sunday
walk
at church.
All the way around.
And I appreciate that pamphlet.
There, what is the pamphlet people?
Let's me know what's going to happen week.
The worst thing about a pamphlet, somebody give you the pamphlet, is when you walk off. And you don't know when you could throw it away.
I know. How long?
How long do I have? Is he still looking?
To hold on to this.
Is he still looking?
And then, like, you come to that first garbage can and there's like 37 other pamphlets in there. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be sad if they walk this way, but they're not going to notice an extra one. Throw that one out. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. Week 9 begins tonight, like we said. Let me make sure that this is true. It is true. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kickoff at 8:15, pregame at 7:30. Let's hear first from Lamar Jackson talking about how every game is ramped up in importance because they were 1-5 to start the year. How that relates to this game.
Coach pretty much touched on that, talking about that with us in a team meeting. You know, each and every game going to be like a win or go home game, you know. We started off first season ever starting off like this slow, so just do or die right now.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, we keep talking about it, but like the odds makers believe they're going to come back and win this division.
Two reasons why.
Lamar
Jackson.
Yes,
and everyone else in that division is.
But the thing about it is, I heard Dano said it this morning, and this is the first time this year that the whole group offensively will be together.
Right. Because
you remember, Likely's been out.
Right.
What's a big boy named Gerard?
Yeah, one of their big linemen.
Yeah, all of them been out, and so this will be the first game that they're all back together.
They're gonna. Absolutely kill the Dolphins.
Yeah,
tonight.
So that'd be something to watch right there. Looking at their schedule going forward, I mean,
that's one
Dolphins,
of the other reasons too.
Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a nice little run.
Yeah,
when is what's Thanksgiving? The 27th.
Okay,
but they're going to be 1. So whether 2-6, 3, 4, 5. 6-5 by Thanksgiving.
This possibility.
They'll be above 500 by Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
they'll get it cleaned up. They're a pretty good team. All right, now, we hope our team gets it cleaned up as well. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the health status of Drake London.
I do. Feel really good about Drake coming back. Just left practice, obviously, as you guys know. So I feel good about those guys going out there. Drake was able to go practice today. Michael Penix was able to go practice today. You got some guys out there. Man, that felt really good. When you get those things done, you can't wait to get to practice. And when you get out of practice, you feel like I do right now. And you feel inspired. You feel ready to go, right? Woe was me stuff is over with. You guys can hold that. I won't.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Well, see, I'm in, you know, meaning that I don't have a problem with what Ross says. And even if y'all get y'all
He's
head,
right.
even if y'all get y'all head bust on Sunday and we come here Monday, I'm still going to have that. But
yeah, he's right.
But the other stuff he was just talking about, don't be trying to, that's for y'all. Okay, Ra.
People are mad for a reason.
Yeah, dog. You know, their team laid a damn egg. They have a right to be mad. A
couple eggs out
there.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, don't even.
I know.
Like,
but again, you
but
know.
He's right. He's absolutely correct.
But also sometimes you can make it like a us against them thing, maybe.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that with them. You don't do that with your fan base.
It feels early.
Falcon fans, exactly.
To be doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. Falcon fans have every damn right to be pissed off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's absolutely correct about the panic because you can't have panic in the locker room.
Sure.
He's not going to panic right now because whether we like it or not, there's still so much ball left.
Yeah. I like that there's a lot of ball left.
Me too.
I like it.
There's so much ball left. And that's the thing about it.
Which is why, and I know that we have not done much of this week, but which is why I don't want to talk about other coaches. I don't want to do that. I want Raheem to fix it.
You kept saying the same thing. You've
that's
been saying
all
week. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, and again, do what you want if that's what you want to do. We're always the last ones to do mock drafts. And actually never. But like, you know what I mean?
Like, when do we do a damn mock draft?
We're the last one to talk draft until it's actually draft season. I'm not talking about – they also don't have a first-round draft pick next year, so
delay you. Why does that no, and what I'm saying is it matters. But that's like the third time because I think we said it earlier this week or something about the draft. And something. Well, they don't even have the first-round pick.
Well,
they have another pick.
They do. That's true. But people only talk about the first round.
I know.
You know what it is. man, there's 10 games left at least.
Yeah.
There may be more.
There's a lot of ball left, man.
A lot of ball. All right. What else is going on? John Metchie got traded.
again, this is the third time or something, ain't it, this season?
Yeah. Got traded for not that Michael Carter, a different Michael Carter. Yeah.
John Mitchie walking around like Will Smith and hugging Uncle Phil. You want me, man?
Now he gets to go to the Jets.
He gets to go to the Jets. Woohoo!
Yeah. Tyler Shuck is going to start.
He likes this team, though, man.
For the remainder of the season.
He likes this team, man.
Which is the right thing to do. Like, we don't need to. We talked about this earlier this week. You drafted him in the second round. Season's cooked. See what you got. Let Tyler Shuck play.
Yeah, you might as well because you drafted him high. He has the higher ceiling.
Shuck the duck.
He has the higher ceiling of both quarterbacks. And you know you got to find out what you have in this guy. He was rated. A lot of analysts liked him coming out of the draft. And so you have an opportunity to maybe, you know, that's the same thing that's going to happen in Cleveland.
Dang it.
Eventually, Shador is going to get out there to play.
I saw that they were playing L.A. I was hoping it was the Chargers because he backed up Herbert at Oregon.
Yeah, he's that old.
That's how old he is.
Yeah, he's old ass.
He's a rookie quarterback who backed up Justin Herbert at Oregon. Justin Herbert's in his seventh season.
Yeah, man.
Or sixth.
Here's another one, man. And I saw with Terry McLaurin re-injured his leg on the Monday night game. And then I saw Dan Quinn said that Jaden practiced, so he looks good. Like, he's going to play. Like, every time he's in the lineup, somebody's out.
Yeah.
And when he's out lineup,
they can't get right, man.
Yeah. They're just going through that hole.
Did he get hurt on that sideline catch?
I don't know, but that was a hell of a catch. That was a hell of a throw by Mariota, that touchdown.
There was a couple. Every time they threw him the ball in that game, he made a catch that the refs, it was so good the refs couldn't see it in real time. They had to review it, and then they called it a catch on review. He played great. That sucks he got hurt. He's been banged up all year.
Yeah, it does. Joe Flacco, 50-50 to face the Bears. Well, we knew eventually Joe was going to get hurt. He's old.
Also, 50 is almost how old he is.
Yeah, he's old. He's an older statesman at the quarterback position.
Oh, he has an elder statesman.
And then I saw the funniest thing.
Gentleman.
Bengals season ticket holders are canceling their tickets after the Jets lost. I have a question. So is that for next year or for this year? Because once you buy the season tickets, they're kind of in this year. So, they can't. After the Jets lost, they couldn't take no damn more, Andy.
Good.
And cancel their season tickets.
That's one of, I mean, look, there's not a whole lot you can do to voice your displeasure towards your NFL team.
Yes.
But canceling season tickets, not showing up, not buying their stuff, all that kind of stuff, that's kind of all you got. Now, again, I don't know that they're going to notice.
And that was going to be my next thing.
They revenue share?
Again. You have more experience with that part of it than me.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good though?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Knowing that they're still gonna get like a gazillion dollars, uh-huh. even though you didn't not buying a shirt.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you already did buy one. That's always my thing about the burning of the jersey.
Yeah.
It's like they got the money already.
They got the cash.
Just wear it.
They got the cash.
That's good solid merchandise.
Hey guys, tomorrow morning during the morning shift at Publix on Ponce. De Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come in and pick up supplies for the weekend. If you're having a party, whatever, come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow from 6 to 9. Publix or Ponce de Leon?
I don't know what game this Saturday I think speaks most directly to what college football has been this year. But, like, if I just showed you that number 9 Vanderbilt was playing at number 20 Texas.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas is 6-2 and Vanderbilt 7-1
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year.
No.
That would have at least been like, oh, wow, that's going to be some interesting stuff that happens in college football this year. And that's maybe not even the most interesting matchup of the day. We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.